Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
The hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me, I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes, sit next to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is the place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
easy. If
it's the truth, life's so ironic, sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time to free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. Tonight, we will be taking your calls, and we also have a special surprise guest. We have Dionysus here, and he's going to be giving some astrological chart readings for you when or if you decide to call in and get a little reading. We'll help you tell more about your future, your past, your present, anything you'd like to know. What we're going to do first, I would like to bring up a little topic, something that's important to me over this past week. I started reading Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, and it's pretty inspiring. I had no idea what to expect. I actually read one of Neil Donald Walsh's other books called Lightbringers. Oh, what's it called? Bringer of Lights, and it's the next in series after all the other Conversations with God. So after reading that, it definitely opened me up to his work and his writing, and it's pretty interesting. If you haven't read it, you haven't heard of it, definitely worth checking out. If you'd like to yourself have a conversation with God, definitely read this book. It is very thought-provoking, very expansive, very informative, and definitely keeps, especially people like myself who like to look into everything and break everything down before you believe in it, definitely worth the read. to ask God for a question. And what I wrote down is very important. There's three things. There's three main parts to yourself. Some people call it the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. Others call it Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Some may also call it what we refer to it as. We have thought, word, and action, which results into feeling and experience, which is why we are all here, to experience and to feel and create new feelings and create relationships. Relativity, I'm sure most of you have heard about that. A little Einstein for you. And it's a very, very important concept here. That's apparently one of God's greatest gifts is relativity, making things relative to each other and relative to itself. How interesting. Let's see. An important quote I wrote down. The beginning is God. The end is action. Action is God creating or God experienced. So any action that you create, whether it's good, quote-unquote, or bad, quote-unquote, any creation is God. God is creation. I also wrote, God I am. We are all a part of God, as God has wanted to experience itself. In order to do that, he had to make us the way we did. And I think that it's a very intense path. It's a very learning, full of learning path. It's very enlightening. So, let's see. excuse me. I think I might be coming down with something. I'm not even sure. But I'm working through it. I was sleeping all afternoon. So I woke up just in time to start the show. Definitely my guys are watching me and making sure I get here in time. So one important thing I would like to bring up is that everything in your life happens because you choose it to happen. You create it. And I think the most amazing way and the most beneficial way, the most to get the most out of your life, you really need to follow in love and opposite of fear. You can't stay stuck in fear and fearful feelings, or else they're just going to keep you locked up forever. You're going to go on this repeat cycle day after day after day. And I'm afraid that some people just won't be able to get stuck out of it. There's others that are definitely finding out the truth, and the truth being love itself, and that God is love, and realizing that acceptance of who and what you are right now is a demonstration of that. You can hold that, and once you accept finally who you are, your true self, then it can start to flourish and come out. So hopefully that everyone out there is turning around, following the love opposite of fear, and keeping everything new, following, flowing with the changes, as many, many changes occur every single day. It's just in how you handle them and how you want to interact and take control of them. As you do have control over your own destination, it's not something that is predetermined, it's not something that, well, I actually kind of take that back. It is predetermined to a certain extent, because you choose it to be that way, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. Whether you follow Christianity, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all happening at the same time. And we just have to take it and roll with the punches. So, it's almost nearing that time, 11:11. And what we will be doing is shouting out our wishes for everyone to hear. So start thinking of your wishes, because the minute is approaching us. And I think what I'm going to do is play a little song. And we're just going to try and relate here. Let's make that relativity a little bit stronger with feeling deeper.
One, two, one, two, three, go.
I
will always have a life for that to be part. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Little bit deeper now. Go ahead and take your wish and shout it out for everyone to hear as we are co-creating this world together. So consciously throwing it out there in the open will have a better chance for a successful wish. So go ahead and if you wish to share it with everyone else, throw it in the chat and give me a call. Tell me what your wish is and we can all wish for you. Happy wishing, everybody. I love you all. Happy wishing, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. Okay. What we're going to do is put D through and have you join us. Hello.
Hey. What's
up? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm so nervous. Of course.
Don't be nervous. You've done this like 100 times already.
No, like, only 7, but I'm still so nervous. I feel like, I feel like you're so smart, and I'm so, like, not.
No way. Come on. You're 19 years old, and you're doing astrology readings. You're out
there.
Oh, right,
you're only
exactly
1 year older. You're only 1 year older, and you're so
exactly.
Smart. You're smart, and I'm not. I'm scared.
I'm calling you right now.
You're what? Brother.
What?
You're what right now?
Somebody's calling me right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard
no, it's totally cool. I just don't know why he's calling. He knows I have a show right now.
Oh, and you're, like, with your real cell phone.
Yeah, my real
cell phone. Okay.
Well, I think I want to get started right away. We got a couple people online. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, we're going to do area code 716 first, so
okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Who are we talking with?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, all right. Well, do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I guess recent things have really started going well. Oddly enough, I watched this movie, The Secret, and I need to read the book, but I've been following it, and for, like, the oddest thing, like, things have actually been going well, which are weird to me, but, like, things are going amazing, like, good things are happening, so, like, I don't know, I guess I just kind of want a reading to see what's kind of in the future right now and what I should be looking at, or...
Well, I could definitely tell you right now that watching The Secret is definitely a good first step. You've, like, opened the door, and things are definitely going to be spiraling in a good direction for you. I can already sense it. I can already tell it. I think that you have plenty more to experience, plenty of new things. If you'd like, I have, like, a whole list of things that you would definitely be interested in. movies, and they're all along the lines with The Secret. They're all very mind-opening, very expansive, very just very enlightening, and I think you'll definitely
cool.
find out. So if you want to know, just shoot me an email or something, and I'll give you a nice little list.
Sounds great. Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a reading first, and Dionysus is going to look up your astrology chart. So if you want to give him your birthday information and all the stuff that he needs, so go ahead and take it.
All right, so what do you need?
Okay, well, I think I'm going to try this in a way that's simpler and quicker, you know, so that I don't, like, hold anything up. I think I'll just go for your birth date.
First date? All right. July 1st, 1989.
All right. July 1st?
First, yep.
All right. So that would put you as a Cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a Cancer? Okay. Well, I like to look ahead, and you said you wanted to know about, like, what you see coming up, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, I'm thinking about December 31st, there's going to be an eclipse, a solar eclipse, and I think your sun is going to come up, you know, right around, you know, it's going to be, I guess, based on astrology, it's going to interact with that, and what that is going to do is going to bring up lots of different, you know, opportunities for you. You're going to be able to express yourself more. I don't know what your passion is or how you express yourself, whether it's through I'm going to be silly and say food, because, you know, Cancer relates to food. So you
wouldn't exactly say food. I'm pretty a horrible cook, but
yeah, you probably try. And also emotional interactions with, like, people. I think around that time you're going to find yourself, like, this is December 31st now, just so you know. You're going to find yourself wanting to, like, you know, you're going to find yourself wanting to, you know, help people more, and you're going to want to start getting out and, you know, actually, I don't know, you know, like, getting involved in relationships, or, you know, putting your emotions out there for everybody to see. And so let me go to November and get you some more information. Like, that was just something that I just thought of off the top of my head. Alright, let's see.
Alright, while you do that and look up more information, D, I'm going to do his cards. Andrew, would you like a next reading for the next day or the next 3 days?
Next 3 days, please.
Alright. I think you know the drill. What I need you to do is count out loud from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, perfect. All right, so we're going to do the reveal. All right, we have the mountain, the man, the bird, the whip, the mouse, the clouds, the ship, the sun, and the dog. Now, what I immediately see here, your center card is the mouse, which suggests someone or something may be eating away at you. I feel like it could be your own thoughts, and you're going to create there's going to be a little quarrels going on, maybe in your own mind, maybe between somebody else. Let's go to the first row. We have the mountain, the man, and that bird. Now, the mountain is definitely something big. And since it's next to the man, it's indicating some kind of foreigner, somebody that's foreign to you. And it's going to provoke fears and alarms from you. It's going to take you a little bit by surprise. And that's where these little quarrels are going to come from. And you'll notice it immediately, definitely. The next row, we have the whip, the mouse, and the clouds. Like I said, the whip is the quarrels. The mouse is that someone or something taking away from you. And you got to find that. Now that you have opened your mind even more, You know, there's good and then there's bad. So everything balances out and outweighs each other. Just watch your thoughts. Definitely, I can tell that you're a big thinker. Definitely like to analyze things. This last row, we have the ship, the sun, and the dog. Now, the ship is definitely suggestive of travel. I think that wherever you're going right now, and either metaphysically or physically speaking, the sun is definitely going to shine on your affairs, and I think you're going to find this new, friendly, positive thinking kind of thing. It's like this little notion that always keeps you on the up and up. So definitely look out for that, and hopefully that definitely resonates with you, and you can share with that. If you want to 2D, go ahead and tell them what you see.
All right, well, I'm, like, trying to write down notes so I can get it out, like, you know, easier, but first thing I see, I decided not to take it so far because you said, like, you know, next 3 days, so I just skipped up to the 25th. On the 25th, we're going to have, like, a crescent moon, and a crescent moon is going to be in Aquarius. What that represents is, you know, the initiation of action. Like, I don't know if there was something new that you started. I don't know when that new moon was, but it wasn't too far from now, maybe like a week ago. But whatever that is, you're going to have to start, you know, you're going to have to continue it and not start it. Try not to start anything new. Now, with the moon in Aquarius, usually what that represents is maybe you're going to have to, you know, your sun is in Cancer, and it makes a quincunx to the moon in Aquarius. Now, what that represents basically is an adaptation to other people's ideas and possibly friends. You're going to have to adjust to, I don't know, maybe, you know, the way they're acting, or, you know, you're going to need to get out and interact in a larger, you know, social scene or a group or whatever. And maybe, like, starting, like, I don't know, interacting more like you're doing right now online, like connecting through, you know, technology or the internet or whatever. It's gonna bring you some benefit, basically. I'm looking at that based on your chart. Let's see if there's anything else important here. I think you're gonna find yourself in a stable environment, like you know, in the next, like on the 25th, the next 3 days, you're gonna find yourself able to you know, communicate. You know, just you're gonna be, you know, more stable. You're gonna be able to, you know, talk to people from a real place. Like, you're gonna have learned something. I don't know what it's going to be like, if it's going to be like, through, I don't know, maybe you're going to have to do some kind of work or something, or whatever, but you're going to learn something, and you're going to be able to, you know, communicate that to the world or to the people in your environment, your neighbors or whatever. I guess the biggest thing that you're going to have to look out for is just being unemotional.
Definitely.
The next
I feel
week,
that too.
Because you're highly dictated by what the moon does in your chart. It's almost like PMS for a man. Cancer, basically. And you're gonna you're dictated by what the transiting moon does, and the transiting moon is gonna go into Aquarius. Aquarius is an air sign. It represents thoughts, ideas, aspirations, hopes, wishes, yada yada yada. It represents also you know, new friendships. So I think you should start new friendships, but be aware of how you act towards people. Don't feel that you have to relate to a certain group or whatever. Don't feel that you have to, you know, to make yourself feel special or unique. Those are going to be some principles that are going to come up in the next 3 days.
Okay.
And also, it's going to be in the eighth house. The eighth house represents deeper, you know, the deeper sides of life. So that also relates to what Brandon said about metaphysics. It's so weird how astrology and tarot seem to coincide in that way. But the eighth house represents metaphysics. So you might want to go out and network with other people, you know, who may be in the metaphysical, you know, world or field. And you can expect some changes with finance also. I guess there's going to be that represents that you may need to start, you know, go out and make some kind of a business plan, like initiate that and try and find a way to make money. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I've been having some money issues lately, so I need to get on the ball with that.
Everybody,
use that
world.
Secret. Use that secret.
It's definitely, I know, right? Money come on in.
You know, I think that this the what's gonna come about is, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm talking like a weirdo. Let me just clear myself. I'm talking like a weirdo. I'm sorry. Let me clear myself. All right. You're going to have to start branching out, getting away from home, getting away from what's comfortable for you, and going out and putting these ideas into action. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to start doing that, or else you're going to feel miserable, probably. I mean, the future changes or whatever, but you're probably going to feel miserable or stuck at home because you're not out with friends or out, accomplishing some kind of dream that you have. So I guess
that's
my best advice for you, just based on what's coming up on the 25th and how that affects you personally. I hope it wasn't too, like, harsh or mean or anything.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's all stuff I need to learn or do, or
definitely.
I don't know.
You're on the right.
I need.
You're on the right path, Andrew.
I'm on the right path. I don't know. I'm kind of in a mixed state right now too, wondering kind of what I want. Don't know what I want. Kind of am comfortable where I am right now, but want to do more. I don't know. So it's like it's nice just having some kind of idea, like, hey, maybe you should try doing this or that, or.
Okay. Well,
exactly.
I think branching out and getting in a group setting with people is going to benefit you. It's going to take you away from that home. In that comfortable energy, it's going to take you out of your box, take you into something that's unique, different. And, I mean, it's going to be shocking. You're going to respond to it oddly, I think. You're going to just be, you're not going to want to do it or whatever, but you need to go branch out, and especially through technology. But that's what I see.
Definitely. That was definitely really good. I feel a lot of the same things coming from you. I did want to tell you, Andrew, you are also highly intuitive. You have that natural ability. I feel it from you, and I feel that taking advantage of that. And for some reason, I feel like the more sensitive guys, the more compassionate guys are more intuitive themselves. So keep up with that. There's definitely enough to be looked into, enough to be researched. I'm really surprised you didn't get the book, but you've done your research already, and there will be more information to come. Don't worry. Just hang in there. Watch your thoughts, like Steve was saying, and you'll be totally set.
And don't be critical of anyone in the next, on the 25th. Try not to be critical of anyone in relationships or whatever.
All right, I'm trying to think of what I'm doing the 25th already. All right, I'm meeting a few people. Sorry, I won't be critical.
All right, remember that.
I'm meeting my sister. Maybe I will be critical of her, though.
don't be critical, and you should be fine.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in, Andrew.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Alright. Well, that was
I'm
a good
shaking.
One.
I'm so nervous. That's why I sound so, like, crazy.
That's alright. Hey, talking is totally good. It's one of the best forms of communication. Except people don't know sometimes how to communicate. But
you're absolutely right.
Oh, man, we got a lot of people. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to area code 440. Put them through. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, I'm Mike.
All right, Mike. Would you like a reading today?
Actually, I would. But
all right.
I have another question for you. I have a shy caller standing by my side, and he wants a reading.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, do you want to do it first?
Yeah, I'll do it first so I can show him how it's done.
Okay. He's the newbie.
Yeah.
All right, now what you need to do is give D your birthday.
Yep.
And I think that's all you need to write to you.
Yeah. Just
okay.
All right, it's December 19th, 1990. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, boy. You guys. Just a quick hint. Don't force your philosophies, opinions, ideas on anyone. Okay? Just in case you do that. Try not to.
Oh. All right, real quick, let me see what kind of reading. Like, do you want a one-day reading or a three-day reading?
I'd like a three-day reading.
All right. Now, what I need you to do is count out loud from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. So begin at 1 whenever you're ready. All
right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Perfect. All right. Now go ahead and D if you want to tell him some stuff.
Okay, well, you natively have Uranus. Uranus represents surprises, changes, shocking events, different things going on, lots of energy. You have it in a square to your Sagittarius sun. Now, the Sagittarius sun is, it represents passion, energy, going out there, going into the world, travel, all that good stuff. The Pisces energy represents confusion, dreaminess, hypersensitivity. So what's been going on in the last, 2 years, this transit? It's pretty old. It's not new or anything.
I don't know, the last 2 years, lately, for the last 2 years on this same day, I get depressed because my father passed away, and it's
wow.
Just, I don't know how to deal with that.
When did this happen? Did this happen around back in those years also?
Yeah, this actually happened, 4 years ago.
Okay, because you have a Pluto. Pluto represents major transformation. It relates to death or whatever, and it's conjunct your sun natally, so you're also going to be going through major transformations.
Right.
It's not going to stop for now.
I have changed drastically in
yep.
the past 4 years.
Yep. Makes a lot of sense, and it's right on target too with the timing of how the planets, they move really slow when they're farther away from Earth and the sun. Okay, let's see. You can go ahead, Brandon, in case you already shuffled and everything, and I'm going to keep looking at the stuff I see in the chart.
All right, good deal. All right, so the cards we picked up for you. Start the first one. We have the messages, the mouth, the star, the garden, the fish, the key, the cross, the lily, and the dog. Now,
he loves
big
me.
Thing, the big thing with you right now, and this is a really good one, money. You are coming into some good money, really great success. It's guided by definitely the gods. Your destiny is in control of the gods, and you're definitely being watched over. We'll go to the first row. We have the messages, the mouse, and the star. Let's see. You have there is a quote-unquote negative card up here, which is the mouse, but it is surrounded by the star, which is it immediately eliminates all the negative powers to it. You just need to watch as things come out. Let's see. You're going to get some kind of message about it could be someone or something that is robbing something from you. They're taking something away from you, and it doesn't need to be. You're putting in useless energy where it does matter, but it doesn't at the same time. Do you know what I'm saying? If you don't put in that negative energy, it won't come out good, but if you do, it's still going to come out good. I think that's what I'm trying to get across to you is the contradiction.
Okay.
So take note of that. Definitely the star is a very lucky card, and it's shining on your affairs. It's next to the key, which is definitely a good sign of flowering success. This next row we have is the garden, the fish, and the key. The garden is suggestive of a place of meeting. Usually, for some reason, I have PDA, where it's perfectly acceptable. Back in the olden days, they used to go and meet in gardens, like couples and stuff. So that's what it's suggestive of here. So maybe the place that you kick it, hang out, it's going to bring you some money in some way, shape, or form. It could be in the form of a thought, action, idea. Either way, you need to put it into action. It's definitely going to unlock a key of success for you. And with this last row, we have the cross, the lily, and the dog. The cross suggests that you're destiny is in the hands of the gods, like I said before. And business looks very well for you. There could be some kind of new proposal, invitation, or idea, and it's going to come from some kind of friend. So the dog, the last card, is next to the lily and the key, so keep out a lookout for this successful business opportunity. Alright?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, everything you said. It just totally coincides with his transits and what his chart shows.
Well, of course it does.
Crazy. So crazy. So crazy. If I could elaborate, it's just shown by Mercury transiting in the second house of finances. It makes a sextile to your sun. That means that you're going to have to get up, get out, communicate, branch, and interact with another person, and this will bring benefit to your finances. It's so crazy how this shows up in tarot. It's exciting to me. But it is an opportunity that you're going to have to activate on your own. It's not going to fall into your lap. You're going to have to, you know.
You're going to have to work hard for it.
No, you're just going to have to get up and
just
go
do it.
Do it.
We're definitely in the same brainwave.
Hello. But, you know, it with Mercury in the sign of Libra, it represents that, you know, these things, you know, however this, you know, you're going to make your money, it would be best to do it with a partner or with another person who has maybe, you know, some better ideas.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that can take the pressure off of you.
Right.
How do you feel about that? Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I can. Like, I don't know. I got a couple perspective people that I think, you know, are going to be responsible for me getting some money.
Well, just remember that you have the action in your hands. You have to take that first jump. You got to take, what's that saying? That Martin Luther King saying, it's like, you don't have to see the first step. You don't have to see the stairs. You just have to take the first step. There we go. Beautiful thing. I find that it resonates well with me, even when I'm walking up my stairs in the dark, so. Well, thank you, Mike. I hope resonates well with you. I hope things definitely turn out well for you. It seems that success is inevitable. So enjoy and keep us updated, because we would definitely like to hear back.
Okay.
All right, you want to put the other guy on?
Yeah, I'll put him
on.
Hello? Hey, what do I say? Hello?
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 Hi, my name's Justin.
Hi, hey, Justin. How you doing?
Hey, good. How about you?
Doing very well, thank you. Well, would you like a reading tonight?
Yes.
All right. Now, what I need to do, would you like a one-day reading or a three-day reading?
Three-day reading, please.
All right, what I need you to do is count out loud from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you, okay? So whenever you're ready, begin at number 1.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right. Perfect. Now go ahead and give D your birthday, and he will look up your chart.
My birthday is December 28th, 1991.
Okay.
Capricorn.
Wow, 91. You're a Capricorn, you guys. Wow, okay, 28th. Let me think about that. 28 degrees. Okay. All right. Do you want to start, or should I start, or like, you know?
I can start if you want. I'll just do the reading real quick.
Yes.
And then look at the key points. All right. What I see first is, let's see, your center card is the mouse as well. How interesting. Seems to be on a similar path to Andrew here. Something is, as I said before, being robbed of you. Things are being taken away, I guess the word would be. What I see in this first row, there's the road is first, then we have the moon and the sit. Now, the road is very suggestive of changes. I think you're going to be going through some changes very soon. And it's overlooked by the beauty and luminescence of the moon, as the moon is very bright at sometimes, and it's lit up at night. So it's like you can see your path, you can see the road, but it's not lit up like the sun would light it up. It leaves room for your imagination to come through and to create your own things, create your own visions. And I think that there's going to be some new invitations coming your way, or a new proposal of some sort. Take a look at that. Consider it. But you're going to have to put an end to something else. You're going to have to cut something or someone from your life. And I'm thinking it's a something that is holding you in a way. It's a security kind of blanket, if you will. And it's something that is not beneficial to you. I feel it could be just your overall path and the direction you're choosing with life. You have a certain attitude that's keeping you locked in the secure place, but again, like I said, it's robbing you. The next card after the mouse, your center card, is the cross. So you are being looked after, definitely. Your hands, your future is in the hands of the gods, your destiny. Know that and hold it, as it might get a little rough. Your fears are going to be brought forth to you. These fearful things, it's going to be scary taking away that security, that little security blanket. I'm not sure if you have anything in mind, but whatever is holding you down, it's really not beneficial to you, and it's following in fear. Once you recognize it and cut these out, the sun is definitely going to shine on your affairs, and this last card is a woman. So I think that once you cut whatever you're doing out, I think you're going to find possibly a new romance, relationship, partner, or some girl that is going to affect your life deeply. All right.
All righty.
So they're coming. Notice them. And T, go ahead.
Wow, okay. I don't know why my stomach is reacting so oddly to, you know, the color, but what I feel, all right, you have a Mars in Leo is going to be quincunx, your sun in Capricorn. The sun represents how we express ourselves. It represents how we should shine in this lifetime. And, like, with your sun in Capricorn, it represents that you should, you know, move towards work, move towards your social calling in this lifetime, move towards your, you know, move towards structuring yourself through your work and, you know, in turn, you know, structuring other people. With the quincunx, it seems as if, you know, to Mars represents what we do and how we act. And it seems that there's going to be, like, you know, loads of passion coming up as far as, like, some kind of romance or just something you really love to do. And I feel like you should, you know, you're either going to find yourself overworking or you're going to find yourself obsessing over something. I don't know if you understand this. But I think that the best way to take advantage of this aspect is to just, I guess, put your focus back on work, basically, and continue to allow, you know, changes into your life, because you have your Pluto conjunct your sun also, which represents major transformations that could happen, you know, 4 years ago, or between 4 years ago till now. And it's going to keep on getting, you know, you're going to keep on changing and transforming also. Oh boy, I'm so nervous, I'm sorry.
But, it's okay.
You know, what I see is, like, I definitely see that there's going to be some kind of authority or something that, you know, or someone over you. It could be a father figure or just a male figure or someone who, you know, has dominion over you that is going to help you out financially also. So you can look for that, and it'll be probably undercover. Like, they'll probably, like, it'll be someone sneaking you money or, like, loaning you, you know, help in that way.
How do you feel about that, Justin? Does it resonate with you? Can you feel, do you understand what could possibly be coming into your immediate future?
Yeah, a little bit, kind of.
Okay.
If you need clarification, let me know. Like, I will definitely clarify.
I just want to know if I was going to end up with this girl, Kristen, that I'm talking to right now.
Obsessed. Of course, shows in your chart. with the Mars and Leo, you're going to need to not move towards, you know, expressing such a strong passion in relationships. I don't know. This is a hard one because, you know, the chart can say one thing and it can tell us what we're not supposed to do, but there's nothing wrong with love. I just think that maybe
it tells us what we're supposed to do. And we're not supposed to do it, but we do it anyways.
Exactly. I think that if he's going to put his energy into, you know, his romances and a relationship that may not last, and, you know, I think that you're going to cut yourself off from the, you know, career potential you may have or the, you know, making money or whatever. Do you understand that?
All right.
Okay. Hey, Justin, what is the name of the girl? I'm going to go ahead and pick a card and see which one comes up for her.
Kristen.
Kristen, okay. And the card I drew is the Cloud. Your thoughts, you're definitely going to be thinking about this a lot. And it's very, I think the relationship is dependent upon your thoughts. It's something to think about. You need to think about and reevaluate if it's really who you want or what you want or where you want to put your focus. I'm thinking that you're going to have to rethink things and go slow. That's definitely the best advice. Look out for that guy that is going to be impacting you in some way, shape, or form, like he said, financially.
I think keep that in mind. I get the feel like you're going to put your energy into the relationship, and it's all just because you don't have enough order in your life. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
And you're looking for structure, and you think to structure yourself through that relationship and through your passions. I feel as if it's just something that you're just feeling really strongly, and you're going to get stuck, and I just feel like just be careful about it. don't put so much energy into it, okay?
You have big changes coming your way, man. Take them, and my best advice is to follow your heart. Just follow your heart, and whatever feels right, do it. Your very first instinct, do it, okay?
All right.
This one costs about $8.
Thank you.
All right. No problem, Dustin. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
You too.
Thank you, man.
Wow, my stomach's totally fluttering and doing all kind of funny stuff with him. I don't know why. I think it was...
I know. I definitely feel that.
But
definitely. That was like a... Almost like a uneasy kind of thing.
There
was like a
knotted... behind it. Scary.
Definitely.
I don't know what it was.
I felt that. It was the fear, man. Those fears and alarms. I'm telling you.
I think it's the Mars transiting in the 8th house of... you know, either death or the metaphysical or the occult. I don't know. Okay.
Well, I would also like to remind the callers that all of your readings are archived on the air, so you can listen to them whenever you wish. All you need to do is just go to my profile and click on the episode and your air date, and you can either download it or listen to it anytime you'd like. So you can see if it was a correct reading and, you know, go from there. And then, of course, call back and see if it's right. All right, we're going to put the next caller through. We have another caller from 716. So we're going to go ahead and put them through. Hello, my love.
It's not your love, but you know me.
Oh, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm hanging out with your cousin. We're going to go to the reservation.
Oh, you're taking a res trip. Oh, man. Well, that's fun. Definitely good to hear your voice again. I thought that we wouldn't hear from you again. Well, thank you for calling in. Would you like a reading tonight, darling?
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. Now, would you like a reading for the next day or the next 3 days?
The next 3 days.
The next 3 days. All right. What I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Perfect. All right. Now, if you want to give D your birthday and information, he's going to look up your charts for you.
You have a fun energy. I like it. I think it's cool.
She's a very fun girl.
Is it my birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, it's March 22nd.
March 22nd. Okay. You're like an Aries. I knew you were a fire sign. You had that energy, but I thought it was Sagittarius. Okay, March 22nd. Let's see what's coming up for you guys. Okay, you have a trine to the Leo energy. That's going to make you all, you know, ready to do something, express yourself in either relationships or just period. Just get out there, start doing some new things. This is a good time for you, I think, as far as, like, you know, your endeavors and what you want to do in life. I don't know what it is exactly, but, you know, get out there and do it if you aren't already.
That's awesome. Cool.
And what else do I see for you? Let's see. Ew, I just heard an echo in my voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it was terrible. My voice. Oh, but okay. Saturn is going to want to bring your behind back to Earth. It's going to slow you up soon. I mean, within, you know, November. It's going to try and make you look at the people around you more intently. Do you know what I mean? It's going to want you to start, you know, it's going to make you start wanting to, like, I guess, get serious about your, you know, in relationships and in partnerships. So many people who call seem to have, like, you know, this relationship and energy, but it's true for you and more so for you because you're going to see some relationships that are going to just go, you know, kind of bad, I guess, if you don't, like, slow yourself down. You get what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're going to need to do that, but, I mean, don't worry about it now. Go crazy right now. While you have a chance, go crazy. But that's not going to come up till, like, in November, like late in November. So no worries there. Also, let's see. Yes, getting out, going out, doing things with friends is good for you. It's going to open you up. And also, once again, technology, because the moon is in Aquarius. Going out there and, you know, doing things and I guess just being with friends, hanging with people who aren't exactly close to you. You know, do you know what I mean? Well, just not like family, like getting out there with people who aren't your family, like, you know, associates, friends, even organizations.
Okay.
And, you know, like maybe even like I wouldn't say charity work with the Pisces energy, but like just something where there's a group effort. This could be, you know, like work, or once again, it could, you know, financially benefit you. Lots of that going
definitely
on for everybody.
Definitely there's a financial benefit.
Yes, and that comes through friends or some, you know, something unique also, like something, you know, where you're doing something that's kind of different from the crowd, but don't get rebellious.
Very much so.
Don't get rebellious about anything in the next, you know, coming days. Kind of like, I know you're probably going to not want to stick to the crowd, just, you know, naturally. You're going to, I don't know, you're going to be cool, though, because it's a good aspect. So, you know, look forward to that.
Can you tell me if two signs are meant or are good for each other?
I'm sorry, what did you say? Two signs?
Can you tell me if, like, okay, say that I'm an Aries and my boyfriend's birthday is February 24th. Can you tell me
okay,
if
so he's on
signs that work well?
Okay, he's closer to, is he closer to Pisces or?
Yeah, the 24th.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so he's Aries. I think that, I don't know, are you two similar? Like, do you do the same kinds of things?
Yeah.
Like, do you express yourself in the same way? Well, because the sun, you know, represents how you express yourself or whatever. And I can't tell you, you know, because I don't know his moon sign or his Venus and your moon, your Venus, or whatever. I can't do the big, you know, the whole synastry thing. But what I can tell you is that, let's see. Basically, you're going to have to stay yourself and keep putting that energy and action out there, because if you get boring or if you aren't expressing passion enough, then he's going to want to, you know, move on to something else he can share that, you know, passion and energy with. Do you get what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
So bring on the fun. I'm going to keep it.
On the heat.
Yeah, bring on the heat. All this fire energy is exciting me. I'm like all hyper now. But let's see what I'm going to leave it at that for now, because it's looking good. If I see something bad, I'll just jump up and tell you.
Okay.
Definitely. Let's see. What I got for you for your reading, your biggest thing, your center card, is the road, which is very suggestive of changes. There's going
okay.
to be some, I think, some bigger changes coming up in your life. You're going to have to watch out for them. I'll tell you what we have in this first row. We have the dog, the bird, and the garden. I feel there's a friend, and they're going to either help provoke or I think they're definitely, in some way, shape, or form, they're going to bring out your fears and alarms. I think you need to get past that and trust the friend. It could be, I feel like it's a more, somebody who's very, very controlling, demanding, like they like to take charge almost. And with that charge, they're going to provoke changes within you. They're going to make you aware of things that, like your negative energy, things that are taking away from your own life that you need to cut out. I feel that it could be related to business of some sort, and it's like probably like your career. But with this, with these changes and everything that's going to be happening, you are going to get some kind of new idea or invitation, as we have the moon next to the lily. So some kind of new business opportunity. And take it. You need to take it, because it's going to result in money. Definitely some good money. I mean, if you want money, that's if you don't want money, don't
like
even act
at all,
on that.
You know?
Their chart also hey. Definitely shows.
Oh, yeah. That's your last card, money, money. And so you only have two negative cards, but they're surrounded by positive cards. So just roll with the changes. You gotta life is always changing, and that's something I would like to convey, is that the only constant is change. So roll with the changes, love and embrace them, and you will be in an absolutely perfect place, exactly where you want it to be. It
awesome.
Will always be that way, I promise.
You know how, like, I don't know, you try to talk to people who do that kind of stuff, like tarot cards and stuff like that, and
right.
I never have people who actually tell me stuff that actually relates to what's going on in my life, and it's kind of funny.
Wow.
I don't know, a lot of the stuff that you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Well, we're definitely glad you called, and this is a perfect example. I mean, we're just in the beginning stages here. We haven't even reached the tip of the iceberg. So I'm glad that you could definitely feel it, resonate with it, and relate to it. It's definitely
well,
good for
you.
Us, and it helps us as well as helping you.
Well,
creating together, darling.
Also, you may need to look out for like some move from where you're living. This is gonna happen. I don't know. It could be within a year from now. It could be, you know, Pluto takes forever to move. I feel as if you're gonna have to be forced to move in some way, shape, or form, because Pluto represents transformation. Capricorn represents structure or whatever, which means, you know, house and, you know, living and, you know, those types of things. I have a feeling you're going to have to move, and you're going to need to do it, you know. So just go with it.
There you go. Go with it, definitely.
Well, I think your cousin wants to say hello. Thank you so
okay.
very much.
Go ahead and put her on. You're welcome, hon. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, cousin.
Hello, cousin, my love. How are you?
I miss you dreadfully.
I miss you too, babe. I wish I was hanging out in Buffalo right now. Talia,
res
trip.
You know what that means? Woo woo.
I definitely do. All too well.
Talia.
I know.
I will
Would you
see
like a
you
reading?
Soon. Do
you
I
want
a reading?
Reading?
Oh, all right.
Now, do you want a 7-day reading or a not a 7-day? A 1-day 7 card or a 3-day 9 card?
Give me a 3-day.
All right. What I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9, and every number that you say, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin whenever you're ready.
1. 2. 3. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9.
All right. And you didn't say 4 again.
4, 5.
All right. Go ahead and give Dee your birthday, and then I'll look up your
card,
and I'll give you a reading.
Okay. All right. My birthday is August 8th.
Oh, wait. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
We had a little mishap. Dee is no longer online. Oh, no.
It's all right, cuz.
Well, what I'm going to do is just give you your reading now.
All right.
But I've seen
wonderful.
The cards for you. There's
okay.
New ideas coming to you. Wow, this is really good. We have your first row. We have the key, the fish, and the ring. The key is very suggestive of success, and it's next to the ring, so things for money are going to be unlocked for you. You're definitely going to figure something out, and it's going to bring in some good money towards your way. It's also going to help strengthen the bonds and relationships that you have. It could be something from the past, but you're being watched over. There's a sense of strength and determination. It's next to the moon. We have the tower next to the moon. And the moon, like I said, is new ideas and invitations. The beauty of the moon illuminates only so much and leaves room for your imagination to grow, frolic, and go wild. So keep a lookout on that. It's going to provoke some fears and alarms with you. It could be something you're scared of from a relationship, or a current one, but it's going to be, the next card is the coffin, which is suggestive. I mean, they always say, you know, the coffin is death, but it's really not that bad. It's just, all it is really indicating is just the death of a situation. It's not entirely negative, but it's something difficult. It's something that you can definitely surmount, but you're going to have to wait. And when you wait and accept that you have to wait for it, things will automatically be stirred into action. As the stork is next to the coffin, things that have been put to an end and maybe the matters have slowed down or delayed are going to be stirred into action once you realize that you have to wait. So it's going to be the death of something else, but the birth of something new. And your last thought is the clouds. Or your last thought. Your last card is the clouds, and it is representative of your thoughts. So keep your thoughts, watch what's going on with them. You need to monitor them and make sure they're not falling in fear. Just think positively, very positive, and watch, follow that love. Watch out for these new matters and enjoy the success.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. Dee is having a little bit of difficulty. His phone is malfunctioning or something.
Oh, damn.
Alright, what we're going to do, thank you, darling, for calling in. If you would like to stay on the air so I figure out what is going on, and if you want a reading from Dee, an astrology chart reading, then just go ahead and stay on the line, but we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
So, please hold, darling, and I'm just going to mute you right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on 1 second.
All right.
All right. Well, we do have a little technical difficulty, so what we're going to do is play a little song. Which one do I want to play? Ah, okay. Definitely a new song. I'm not sure if anybody's heard it, but we'll play it anyway. Hope you enjoy Soundtrack to My Life.
I got 99 problems, and they all bitches wish I was ignorant. Carefree living, but I'm not Sean or Martin Louis. I'm the Cleveland nigga, rolling with the Brooklyn boy. You know how I be when you start living large. I control my own life, Charles was never in charge. No sitcom can teach Scott about the drama or even explain the troubles that haunted my mom. On Christmas time, my mom Christmas grind got me most of what I wanted. How'd you do it, mom? Huh? She copped the toys I would play with in my room by myself while he by himself. You got two older brothers, one hood, one good. Independent, no, the sister kept me blind when she could. But they all didn't see the little bit of sadness in me. Scotty, I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only life, this is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. Super paranoid, like a sixth sense. Since my father died, I ain't been right since. And I tried to piece the puzzle of the universe, split an eighth of shrooms just so I could see the universe. I tried thinking about myself as a sacrifice, just to show the kids they ain't the only ones who up at night. The moon will illuminate my room, and soon I'm consumed by my doom. Once upon a time, nobody gave a fuck. It's all said and done, and my cock's been sucked. So now I'm in the cut, alcohol in the wound. My heart's an open sore that I hope heals soon. I live in the cocoon opposite of Cancun, where it is never sunny, the dark side of the moon. So it's more than light, I try and shed some light on the man. Not many people love this planet, understand. I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only life, this is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. Trying some coke and a happy ending be slitting my throat. Ignorance to cope, man. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is love, and I need that shit. If I never did shows, then I'd probably be a myth. If I cared about the blogs, then I'd probably be a jackass. Don't give a shit what people talking about, fam. Hey, shake my hand, but I keep the sanitizer on deck. Hope I really get to see 30. Wanna settle down, stop being so flirty. Most of the clean faces be the most dirty. I just eat a thoroughbred cook when I'm hungry. Ass all chunky, brain is insanity. Only things that calm me down, pussy is some Cali treat. And I get both, never truly satisfied. I am happy, that's just a status lie. I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right, this is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. To my life, to my life, to my life, to my life, to my life.
All right, soundtrack to my life. Definitely a good song. I love it. New Kid Cudi. So hopefully everybody enjoyed that. Let's see. Oh my. Just looking at some things. A little chatting away. Okay, we do have another caller. We're going to go to okay. We're going to go to area code 323. Let's go ahead and put you on the air. Hello, area code 323, how you doing?
Hello. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Trying to keep my body healthy. I think I might be coming down with something, so I have to meditate and put light all over my body so I can get rid of it.
Yeah, I hope you feel better.
Well, thank you. Would you like a card reading tonight?
Yes, sure.
Would you like a reading for the next day or the next 3 days?
Next 3 days would be cool.
Okay. What I need you to do, I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9, and every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and begin at 1.
1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9.
All right, perfect. Now we're going to do the reveal. All right, first card we have the woman, the tower, the cross, the lily, the moon, the road, the anchor, the child, and the stork. Okay. Now what I automatically see is definitely some new ideas and invitations. The beauty of the moon is your central card. And it's a very, very beautiful card. It's very positive. And like I said before, it's suggestive of your imagination. And letting the mind see a little bit less, but at the same time it creates more. I'm not sure if you understand. But like I said, a new invitation or some kind of proposition. Let's go to the first row. We have the woman, the tower, and the cross. Now, the woman could be reflective of yourself or possibly a mother, maternal-like figure. It's something or somebody from your past, and it's as if they're watching over you, giving you strength. And it's next to the cross, which definitely suggests that your destiny is in the hands of the gods, that you're being looked after, your path is going definitely in the right direction. There's not one negative card here. You have a very positive reading. Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's see. We have this next row, the lily, the moon, and the road. Now, the lily next to the moon is suggestive of new business invitations. Like I said before, you'll get some of these new things coming. And it's going to be in a direction that you never thought about, I don't think. And it's definitely suggestive of changes. The road is next to the moon. So there's going to be some changes going on within you. But it's going to bring security. As with, you know, good changes, you'll be secure. I think that it's something important with your business life. Being secure in business is very important. Let's see, we have the anchor next to the child, which is very suggestive of those secure childlike feelings, those positive feelings. You know how a child is just blissfully unaware, and well, they're pretty much more aware than we actually are, but
yeah.
They it could be also something. I think it's really, really, really pointing out some kind of new business. We have the child next to the stork, which you know, sometimes they say that could mean pregnancy. But definitely a stirring up of matters. Things that have been stagnant and put on hold are going to be stirred around now. They're going to be shifted and bringing you, it's like those changes, it's next to the road, so it's definitely those changes. You're going to notice and going to be able to connect them all and notice that, you know, wow, God really sent me something pretty cool.
Good.
So how do you feel about that? Can you relate to it?
Yes, I can relate to it.
Well, that's definitely good.
Yeah, as far as the ideas, I just connected with writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have been writing a little bit more lately, not more than, you know, I need to do more, but I have been writing or taking ideas and stuff, so.
Well, yeah, definitely writing is a very good outlet. If you're a writer, then follow that. I could feel that with you, some kind of editor of some sort. You need to, like, when you write, especially for myself, I'm definitely a big writer, and it's like I almost channel thoughts, and it just kind of flows out. Like, half the time I don't even know I'm writing.
Yeah.
And, like, I reread it, and I'm like, whoa, what? I said that? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Where did that even come from? It's so cool. I have, like, I don't know, at least 5 or 6 books that I write in myself that, mm-hmm. like, I'm close to, like, finishing them. So, like, each one is, like, a different subject and a different area where I wanted to focus. And it's really nice to be able to go back and look at, you know, the things that have been that were going on in my past, and then it brings up really great new ideas, like when, if I have an idea and I just write it down, I'll think of another one about that idea, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel very strongly that you had to know that. Let's see. I'm not sure who this woman is, but you will find out very soon. And look out, because it's going to be that business proposal. So definitely flow with the changes. And fortunately, Dionysus is not on anymore, and you cannot do a chat or your chart. But he is in the chat room, which is cool. So if you have any questions, you can just message him.
I'm actually that quirky girl.
I'm sorry?
I'm that quirky girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what's really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Well, hopefully that gives you some clarity. And remember to check back and see if everything was right. Like I said, you can listen to it on archive anytime. I'm sure you know that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, hon.
All right.
And take care.
You too.
All right. Well, thank you, Steph, for calling in. We do have a couple more minutes. We have 12 minutes left. So if anybody else would like to call in and get a reading, there's nobody in the queue, so it is perfect. So if you call in, you can get right to a reading. Wow, what a pretty cool show today. I have enjoyed it. I want to thank Dionysus for coming and helping me read people. Thank you very much. I think that was very good interaction. I'd definitely like to have you on the show again if you would like to. Up to you. But I think we made a good team. We definitely were on the same brainwave, so that was pretty cool. Pretty funny how I called in your show last week. I thought that was pretty cool. You just never know who you're going to meet and run into. I always love finding new people, new things, new invitations. Oh my. Well, I'm glad that it is enjoyable for everyone. Yeah, I did just wake up. I like rolled out of bed and I'm like, oh my gosh. Alright, it's time to get up. I swear spirit was just telling me, okay, Brandon, time to wake up. I don't care how you feel. These cards, it was really cool. I'm glad you like them. And hopefully that you can call in again to get another reading. An energy field. Oh, I don't know. But they are, like I said before, Titania's fortune card. And they came to me through a friend. I never even thought about doing tarot cards. But apparently I've been good at them since birth. So, I don't know. I've kind of messed around with them before, but I never had a set of my own. And then all of a sudden, it came to me, and I started using them. So I figured, hey, that's a pretty good sign. I might as well take advantage of that and, you know, see where it goes. And I started out doing readings, like, every day before work and stuff. We would go and I'd drive and carpool a bunch of people, and we'd just sit in the car and do our readings before the day even started. So I've been playing around with them for a while, and I actually found a really cool new way to use them. If anybody else has a specific question, what I can do is you ask the question, and I will draw one card for you, and it should give you an answer to the question. And if you'd like, you can build upon the answer and, you know, ask another question, and we draw another card from the deck. And it's a really great way intuitively to see how the situation is going to pan out and where it's going to lead and how it's going to affect you. It's a really good tool. We started doing it last week. So, if you do have a specific question, go ahead and call in. And remember, on Archives, if you are listening to this at a later date, call in Thursdays, every Thursday night at 11 o'clock, and you can ask any question, as we will be here to answer or talk about or anything. Possibly, I know we do a lot of readings here, but there will be other shows that talk about topics, et cetera, et cetera. I'll also be going to starting some new shows, setting up different people, getting people into new age kind of thinking. I'm going to have some more astrologers and trying to find more psychics and intuitives that want to read as well. Hopefully that we can get just a whole load of people here. Oh, definitely. I would love to guest on your show, D. That would be so fun. I would definitely enjoy that. I just love talking to you. We talked for oh my gosh, it was a good 30 minutes of your show. I'm like, I hope you guys don't have anybody else online because, oh boy. I'm trying to get people to call in. Don't be afraid. Just call in. It'll be okay. There's only a couple minutes left. There's 8 minutes left. So I'm telling you, call in now. Because I said so. I mean, come on, you're on the show. So what if other people are listening? Everybody here is a light bringer, resonates with love, and follows their heart, and they followed it here as I put my heart out there for everyone else to hear. And if this isn't a place where you can talk, I honestly don't know where you would be able to talk, because that's what the show is created for. It's created for you to come talk and get support from others. Trust me, it's a very, very enriched experience. Everybody, like I said, everybody here falls in love, so don't be afraid. We're all here to help, and that's why the chat's up, that's why we have people everywhere, so just looking for you to call in. I know who you are. Well, that's all right. What we're going to do is, I think I'm going to play a song real quick to kind of... No, I don't want to play that one. No, I played it last week. Yeah, I did. I did play that. I know what I'm going to play. All right. Here we go. Here's a cute little song. Reminds me of people.
Hard to say that I'd rather stay awake. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
Aw, what a pretty song. I love that song. It definitely resonates well with me. Oh, I think you all enjoyed it too. Well, man, time surely flies when you're having fun. 2 minutes left. Whew. So, let's see, a little sum of the show. Definitely some good things going on if you're still listening. Changes are coming for a lot of people, lots and lots of people. Embrace them. Like we said before, changes are always constant. So, learn to embrace and love every change that happens to you and every change that has happened to you, as you can't be happy with yourself and yourself now without embracing your past and holding near and dear your future. Hold them in good context, as it is all just one time ever continuing, as we are all in this moment of now, creating our own lives and creating together the world that you see. Just remember that any problem can be solved. Anything can be accomplished. Anything can be done. It just resides in you. Everybody has to get on the same page here. And one of my big goals is bring together things that bring people together. Having everybody come together and make some sort of difference. I think you all know that collectively, meditation is a really great way to provoke changes. Thinking about things, following your heart, and sending it out, bringing your light here to this earth. As, you know, sometimes one little candle, one little ray of light from the sun may not be able to be seen individually, but together, it makes an intense, huge ball of infinite energy and limitless possibility. So think about that as we ignite our own lights within each of us and collectively, together, create a better today, tomorrow, and creating, in a way, creating our own past again, embracing it, and learning from it, and experiencing it. So take that with you. Resonate with love. Follow your heart, everyone. Thank you for following it to this show. With your host, the Dream Teacher, Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday night at 11 o'clock. Again, thank you all so much for coming. Thank you, Dionysus, for helping me give readings today. That was wonderful. Hopefully we will be doing this again, and I will be on your show as well. Again, thank you, everybody, for calling in, and have a great night. Sweet dreams, everyone.